Hey, what happened to you this past Monday morning? What happened?
Well, I had this opportunity that I think your listeners will find pretty interesting. And it was not just me. It was myself and Hal Putoff, Dr. Harold Putoff. Many of your audience know he was the scientist that the CIA originally contracted with to develop the remote viewing program. We were invited down by a mutual friend to Lackland Air Force Base to the secure area to give a briefing on remote viewing and its operational uses to a room full of military professionals, military intelligence professionals.
Why? The program's over with the military, isn't it?
It is. And this was this was on behalf of the National Military Intelligence Association, which of course is an extra governmental organization for the interests of intelligence officers and former intelligence officers. But it was inside the compound because that was a convenient meeting place, and because there were people who were interested, including a general or two. And you know, it was basically just briefing to inform these folks about it, show them what had been done, what some of the strong points, what some of the weaknesses of remote viewing were and are, and how it had been used operationally before, and how it might benefit them. And in that, we were quite successful. Of course, the hope in the back of my mind was that some of them might say, you know, that looks pretty interesting. It's not that expensive. Why don't we try it ourselves and maybe set up another, a new remote viewing program?
Did that surprise you, that there's some interest here?
No, I wasn't hugely surprised. I was a little bit surprised that we actually were able to, like, go into the heartland, so to speak, of the intelligence community, the military intelligence community. But, you know, over the years, I and some of the other folks have been approached by military and intelligence personnel who I talk in terms of they're like mid-level managers or whatever. They're folks who have a certain amount of power and a certain amount of influence, but the unfortunate thing is they don't have programmatic or budgetary authority. And so they can get interested in it. They can see the virtues of it. But when they try and run it up the flagpole further up the chain of command, then it gets shot down. The people who can make it happen aren't as persuaded. Well, you know, if we have enough opportunities like this, we may in fact be able to talk some of them into it to at least do a pilot program behind the green doors, as we say in the intelligence community, and see what might come of it.
And do you think the possibilities are high that something could come of it?
I won't say they're high. I'd say they're perhaps better than they have been in a long time. But I still wouldn't give it much more than a 50-50 chance. So,
you know, Paul, I still think that there's a black ops program going on with remote viewing. I mean, the downside of it is the people like you, Ingo Swann, Hal Putoff, Paul Moore, David Morehouse, people like that, Lynn Buchanan, aren't associated with it, and you were the cream of the crop. You would think that if they were doing something like that, they'd keep you folks around. But I don't know. I just have this feeling something is going on.
Yeah, and of course, we've talked about this before, and I allow that there is the possibility. I don't think it's at the military level. Of course, the intelligence community, most people aren't aware of this, but the intelligence community is actually divided kind of into two halves. There's the civilian side of it and the military side of it. And of course, you have civilians and military working on both sides, which confuses things. But you've got the part of the community that's kind of symbolized by the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, which is really a civilian agency under the president. Then you've got the military intelligence establishment, which is its chief organization is the Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA. And they also come under the president, but in a different way. And they focus on the things a soldier needs, you know, getting the information the soldier needs to succeed in the battlefield or whatever. And there's a certain tension or rivalry between those two houses. I think if there is a remote viewing program going on, its most likely home is probably buried somewhere at the CIA.
Probably.
And what that means is that the military and intelligence folks don't get any benefit from it. So, you know, I think that the military side of it could actually get interested, perhaps. We'll see what happens.
Well, a lot of money going unaccounted for, so you never know what they're doing.
That's true. Although remote viewing doesn't take a lot of money.
No,
in comparison to government programs, it's pretty cheap.